Just hours ago, Chelsea Clinton did something that powerful people should never do when they're in trouble. She tried to explain herself on social media, and the timing couldn't be more telling. After our explosive report went mega viral, reaching millions of patriots demanding answers, she's clearly in panic mode. Her post, attempting to dismiss what she called absurd claims, has instead triggered an avalanche of new revelations. Lies and conspiracies about my family and me are nothing new. That's what she wrote. But tonight we have something that is new, documented proof of exactly where the money went, and perhaps more importantly, who was there when it was moving. And the photographs, well, those are proving particularly difficult to explain away. And you know what's interesting about power? The Clintons have spent decades accumulating it, while everyday Americans watch their power bills skyrocket. But just as we're exposing the Clinton Foundation's energy-draining corruption, we've discovered a way to drain less power from your wallet. This revolutionary device slashes your electric bills just like Doge is slashing through Clinton corruption. Don't let the elites drain you dry. Visit don'twastepower.com and get 65% off. Take back control of your power bills while we take back control of our institutions. So, Chelsea Clinton going viral. It's happening now. Gabe Roberts posting this picture of Chelsea and Hillary Clinton in orange jumpsuits with the caption, "Hope you like the color orange, Chelsea." Now, of course, that is an AI-generated image of what we would love to see. Chelsea Clinton, I actually commented, replied to Chelsea Clinton, and with just this simple gif, a lot of people believe that Webster Hubble is actually her father and not Bill Clinton. That is the story. Maybe we should have Maury Povich investigate, right? So here's what Chelsea Clinton had to say. She said, "Lies and conspiracies about me and my family are nothing new. Still, I am particularly troubled by the absurd claims that continue to pervade social media this week. Fact checks be damned. Facts. I'm proud of the Clinton Foundation. The work that has helped tens of millions of people worldwide. Our impact speaks for itself. I don't take a cent from the foundation. Never have." But maybe somebody else did on your behalf. "In fact, my family personally contributes meaningfully to our work each year. Misinformation isn't just noise, it's a weapon. Efforts to undermine good work won't stop us, and we stand in solidarity with those who are committed to truth, public health, progress, and the endless potential of our future." Yeah, you can read some of these replies. I mean, look at the scroll here. I mean, everybody is just roasting her. I mean, look at it on the screen right now. Everybody. Salty Cracker, Sassafras, Brendan Dilly, Chicago One Ray, Tara Bull. I mean, look at these things. Yeah, nobody believes anything that she is saying. Mindy Robinson, what else should we expect? I mean, look at these words. Oh, but it gets better and better and better. We're not done yet. Okay, check out this guy.
Chelsea Clinton got what? Elon Musk has been doing his motherfucking job, making it public on what the prior administration has been spending our tax dollars on. $85 million went to the Clinton Foundation, specifically Chelsea Clinton, which I didn't know Hillary and Bill had kids. I knew they were married, but I always thought it was like a political arrangement. Like, I didn't really think that Bill... Damn. I'm not gonna lie, I'd rather smash the demon off a scary movie. But why the fuck does she need $85 million? What the fuck was you doing, baking chocolate chip cookies? Then come to find out Angelina Jolie and Ben Stiller, amongst a whole bunch of other celebrities, got paid more tax dollars. I'm gonna do a photo op with Zizinski, Zawinski, Zabinski, who gives a fuck? The public think that everything is all gravy. Money went to sushi, steak, lobster, vacation. Did y'all know sent millions of dollars to make a goddamn Sesame Street cartoon? Look, I know it's for the kids, but goddamn, y'all couldn't even get Big Bird? Got some rinky-dink-ass mascot. Get the fuck out of here. We don't know that mascot. Our tax- tax dollars went to other countries? How many other countries send their tax dollars here? How long do we have to continue supporting other people? These motherfuckers said they didn't have no money for North Carolina. They didn't have no money for California. They didn't have no money for nobody. But apparently, they got $1 billion. Funnel that shit back in their pocketbook.
Oh my God. Oh man. Yeah, he's clearly not pleased at the situation. Josh Dunlap says here, Chelsea Clinton's net worth is estimated to be $70 million, while her husband is around $45 million. Their total inheritance amounts to $52 million. She receives annual funding from USAID, a budget approved by Obama for her foundation, which provides afternoon meals to children in Africa, India, and Bangladesh. Yet to date, the total number of meals reportedly served is 11,886, equating to an astonishing $1,400 per meal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everyone's, you know, they're trolling her, right? If Chelsea Clinton has done nothing wrong, when I guess an audit is not something you should be afraid of, right? Here is Joel Comm. So a problem with no problem with an audit, right? BBM D2A. So Chelsea, you could easily remedy the situation. Open all the Clinton Foundation books to scrutiny. Very simple. Shelley Craig, she opened a big can of whoop ass with her post. What's sad is I don't think she even understands how corrupt it is. She has lived it all her life and thinks it's normal. Okay, so she claims that though she didn't do anything wrong, her wedding wasn't paid for by the foundation. But this is the actual email that is circulating that proves it. This email was from Doug at the Clinton Foundation, and it was going to John Podesta and others, and it was sent on in 2012. And this is Doug at the Clinton Foundation saying, "I learned from the best. The investigation in her getting paid for campaigning, using foundation resources for her wedding and life for a decade, taxes on my money from her parents. I hope you will speak to her and end this once we go down this road, ... And he was responding to John Podesta, and said Podesta sent him, said, "You are perfecting your skills for understatement." And Doug had sent him previously, "I just received a call from a close friend of WJCS who said that the CVC told one of the Bush 43 kids that she is conducting an internal investigation of money within the foundation from CQI to the foundation. The Bush kid then told someone else who told an operative within the Republican Party. I have heard more and more chatter of CVC and Barry talking about lots of what's going on internally to people. Not smart." So that's an internal email of them very, very concerned about the spending habits inside the Clinton Foundation. But what do we have here? This is a famous photo. And it's been circulated for many, many years. The woman in red is Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah, she's currently in prison right now. And she was the procurer of a guy who didn't do something in prison to himself. And this is, of course, Chelsea Clinton's wedding photo with Slick Willie walking her down the aisle. So, I mean, look at that. Can you answer for that? Why is she there? And now she's in prison for what she did? Donna Marie posting this AI-generated image. This is where you three belong. Right there. It looks, I can't see. Is this a Gitmo? I don't think so. But there's Hillary, Bill, and Chelsea in orange jumpsuits. Here we have another normal Bitcoiner. Notice how instead of clarifying the situation, which she could do, she just muddles the water and claims that misinformation is bad. Why not just provide the clarification? It would also be an epic slam dunk to prove Elon wrong, right? She is corrupt. "Ma'am, it's public record. No amount of your virtue signaling will work. You took money Ghislaine Maxwell was at your wedding. Your parents are knee-deep in a huge amount of corruption, and he wants to believe you did everything for free? Sure, I have a bridge to sell you. Oh, and here we have this.
Not only in 2010, the earthquake of Haiti, not only American taxpayers, but the whole world has given billions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation for the Haitians. Not even 2% of that money went back to Haiti. So, Mr. Trump, we are asking you, begging you, the Haitian community will side with you if one day you ask Hillary Clinton publicly to disclose the audit of all the money they have stolen from Haiti in 2010 after the earthquake. Haiti is a very poor country. Haiti needs defenders. You said you will champion our cause. We welcome you, sir, and we will work with you. But please, ask publicly Hillary Clinton during your next debate to publish the audit of all the money they have stolen from Haiti. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So you can see this guy fired up a Haitian reporter. Where is the money? He was talking to President Trump. Okay, it gets even deeper. The receipts are right here, right in front of you. Doge found it. Take a look right on your screen right now. Doge found it. So anyone who is trying to claim that there are lies, this is the money trail itself. Okay, we're going to go ahead and we're going to try and get a little zoomed in on this. Okay, the Tides Foundation is apparently one of the main conduits here, as well as the Community Foundation of Middle. Going right to Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton. Okay? Gross receipts, $83 million. Contributions, $23 million. Grants given that are visible, $1.5 million. Taxpayer funds, $17,500. But look at the money trail. Where did this $83 million come from? Follow the money. It is a massive web all over the place. I mean, it goes from this PAC to the Tide Center to the Environmental Defense Fund to NEO Philanthropy to the Windward Fund. They just keep sending money back and forth, back and forth. And it eventually ends up causing quite a stir to the fact that Chelsea has to reply online. Joel Fisher saying, Chelsea, it's better to keep your mouth shut and let people just think you're stupid rather than open it and remove all doubt. And while we're here, how does it feel living in a $10 million apartment earning $900,000 a year while this little baby goes without food in Haiti? Chelsea's parents get her a job paying $900,000 a year. Her mom talks against white privilege. Think about that for a while. Mm-hmm. Scary if true, Mr. Jack says, Chelsea Clinton receives an annual recurring funding from USAID allocated by Obama for her foundation, which provides afternoon meals to children in Africa, India, and Bangladesh. Again, reported number of meals served, 11,886. $1,400 per meal, net worth $70 million. I mean, real estate assets, $25 million. Monthly spends, $100,000. Car collection, $8. What has she accomplished? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Here we have Newsweek confirming the Clinton Health Access Initiative received a grant of $7.49 million from the U.S. government. Bill and Chelsea Clinton are both the board directors of CHAI. Not a single tax dollar should ever go to anything managed by the Clinton. Fact check, did Chelsea take home $84 million from USAID? Apparently so. Newsweek confirming it right there. And so how are the liberals, Alan Jacoby says, how are the liberals going to explain how Chelsea became a multi-millionaire on American tax dollars? Chelsea Clinton raked in $84 million. That is your USAID, and they are laughing at us. Here's more.
Know what else will.
$84 million went to this chick right here. Everybody knows who she is, Chelsea Clinton. $4 million of that $84 million that went to her was spent on her wedding. Just on her wedding. I don't know about you, but yeah, I'm just glad that I have $400 a month to spend on groceries, much less $4 million on a wedding. Then $10 million for her mansion. And is there a reason that she can't live in suburbia like the rest of us and pay a normal housing price? Does she have to live in a $10 million mansion? What has she done to earn those $10 million? Better yet, what has she done to get the $84 million that our taxpayers lined her pockets with? What happened to that, Chelsea? I want to know. I want to know what happened to that money. I want every single penny that the USAID has spent and gone through these agencies. I want to know who the end user is. I want to know everything that was done, and I am P-I-S-S-E-D. I am pissed. I don't know about you, but you should be mad. It was already a slap in the face with unprotected borders under Biden. It was already a slap in the face with the unbelievable inflation that we've been facing. If you see any of my other posts, you know I like to talk about eggs because eggs are unbelievably high. And don't tell me it's the damn bird flu. It's not the damn bird flu. It's not the damn bird flu. Ducks aren't laying eggs. It's the chickens. It's not the damn bird flu. It is inflation. Inflation that many of you have argued with me doesn't exist, but yet it does at 20%. It is a slap in the face to know that this organization, USAID, and then this chick here gets $84 million given to her to do what with? I don't know, but we know at least $14 million went directly to her for her house and for her wedding. An insult. It makes me sick to my stomach, and I really hope... I'm sorry. They need to be in prison. In fact, they need to build a new prison just to put the politicians in, because that's how many are going to go down. That's how many they need to go down. Guys, we're no longer talking about rabbit holes. We're talking about caverns. That's how deep this stuff is running. It is deep. And we are still just scratching the surface. This is only the third week that President Trump has been in office. Let me know what your thoughts are. How sick are you? What is getting to you the most? For me, my stomach is turning over having to do my income tax this year because I know we're going to owe money because we just made that much enough to have to pay back.
Discover Digital on TikTok. Yeah, she's got some things to say. Confirmed. Doge says USAID gave Chelsea Clinton, $84 million that was supposed to go for relief in Haiti. Doge shows $3 million was spent on Chelsea's wedding at 10, and $10 million went towards a luxury mansion. This is why Hillary Clinton has shut off your ability to respond to her posts. Josh Dunlap posting more receipts right here on your screen. Okay. There's more. Data Republican, small r, Mrs. Clinton. Am I correct in reading that out of your reported $57 million in expenses, $8 million went to conferences and meetings plus an additional $1.9 million on travel? $1.9 million on travel? Here's more receipts from their public records. Yeah, it's all coming out. Doge is uncovering it, and they can't hide anymore. The people see it. The people are absolutely furious. Now, how do you explain away all the evil your family perpetuated against needy Haitians? Only 2% of all the billions collected on behalf of Haitians ever received one damn thing. This guy.
Even more dangerous. Well, we have every reason to be mad because the Clintons have destroyed Haiti for the decades. And, you know, they pretend to be our friends when in reality they are our number one enemies. You know, there are some other people who clearly behave like they don't like us. So it's easy for us to protect ourselves against them because we know they are our enemies. But the Clintons are even more dangerous because they pretend to be our friends when in reality they're destroying Haiti. And I
Because I heard that the Clinton Foundation and all these other organizations gave over $6 billion to Haiti for the relief effort, especially during the kind of natural disasters that you guys have gone through. Is that true?
No, it's more than true. The money is much more than $6 billion. You see, after the earthquake, countries around the world...
That's Luke Rutkowski from We Are Change interviewing this man.
Donate billions of dollars. The amount was much larger than $6 billion. And Bill Clinton was in charge of the money. And not only people around the world, but also American celebrities donate a lot of larger money to rebuild Haiti. And hundreds of homes were destroyed after the earthquake. And if you can believe, the people are still living under tents. That's unacceptable. And not only they held the money, they kept the money, but Haiti had enough resources for them to be very comfortable. Haiti have oil, more oil than Venezuela. Nobody's talking about. Haiti have gold. We have one of the largest gold mines in the Caribbean. So, and they let the world, nobody's saying anything about our goals. Yeah. And who do you think is in charge of our goal right now? The contract. Yeah. Tony Radom, Hillary Clinton's brother.
Wow.
He's got a 26 years contract. And then also Haiti used to produce, we used to produce our own rice. We didn't have to buy rice overseas. Bill Clinton destroyed our rice so his brother can sell the rice from Arkansas.
Yeah, wow.
So
you see how deep this goes? Oh, it goes so deep. Unbelievable. So should the Clinton Foundation have an audit? I mean, Doge is already doing it. They're connecting the dots. Chelsea Clinton is on the defense. She's posting it. It's all just misinformation. And, oh, and these are just conspiracy theories. Don't believe anything. So what do you guys think? Lies and conspiracies about my family are nothing new, she says. But the receipts tell a different story. And maybe the DNA will, too. So what we've witnessed today is a masterclass in how not to handle a crisis. After our previous report exploded across social media and forced the mainstream media to finally pay attention, Chelsea Clinton's attempt to dismiss these allegations as conspiracies has instead drawn attention to the very questions that she is desperate to avoid. The photographs with certain individuals, she can't explain away. The millions in recurring funding from government agencies that somehow never reached their intended recipients. Her $900,000 annual salary for oversight of programs that seem to exist only on paper. But perhaps what's most telling is what's not in her statement. Any actual explanation for where the money went. So our viewers' overwhelming response to our previous expose has clearly struck a nerve in the Clinton camp. And tonight we need to hit even harder. Share this report everywhere, on X, in your private Facebook groups, in your private group chats. Text it to every patriot you know. The mainstream media can't ignore millions of Americans demanding answers. We made Chelsea Clinton respond today. Let's make her actually answer for what she's done. The truth has momentum, and right now that momentum is squarely against the Clinton machine. So here's the question that should keep the Clinton family up tonight. If these conspiracies are so easily debunked, why not simply open the books and prove it? What are they so afraid we'll find? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And stand strong against corruption with our exclusive MAGAvengers gear at shop.nextnewsnetwork.com.